Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has arrived. Welcome to day 28 of October. It is a Friday. In fact, it will be the last Friday me or you will have in our lifetime that will come in October in the year 2022. My name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, Wayne Allen Root, the great Wayne Allen Root, has allowed me the first hour of the program to spin my yarns and tell my tales of both happiness and woe. We talk politics, life, news, all of that good stuff. Check out my website, leeelsie.com. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I, spelled different than the cow. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. What he does, nobody knows, but he does keep us on the air, and without him, you'd hear nothing but static. I'm a pessimist. I've said it before. We are less than 2 weeks from an election. So we'll all wake up on November 9th, and we'll find out if this, my state, your state, this country, has it actually gone officially off the rails? Normally, I don't listen to any other radio shows. I listen to this one, and that's pretty much it. I don't go out of my way, necessarily, to listen. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm not saying that anybody else is doing anything necessarily wrong. There's a long chunk of my life where I would spend most of the day listening either to Rush and then Savage, etc. Savage has pretty much divorced himself from the regular people. It's now only a podcast, which can be annoying to try to find him on that, so I gave up on that. I'm not technically savvy, but my opinions come from my little teeny brain that's right behind this microphone right now, so what you hear is what you get. It comes from my heart, comes from my soul, comes from my mind. And, you know, how I see things, how I look at the landscape. And I have to say, I guess I'm in the minority, the super minority, when it comes to optimism for the 2022 midterm elections. And what I mean by that is I'm turning on a lot of these different shows, and national shows too. Everybody seems like they're almost in a celebratory mode already, right? Red wave coming. Red wave, look at this, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, you get a poll that pops that brings everybody back down to reality with a gigantic thud. I told you, I've been making predictions on elections for almost 20 years, and I've only gotten one wrong. And that's honest. That's hand to God, honest to God truth. Now, I don't pick everyone. Some I think are too close to call, but no, the only one I've ever gotten wrong was Trump, and that's because I read the tea leaves wrong, I guess, and didn't realize the impact early voting would have. And these ballot boxes. And the ballot boxes were a game changer. Now, my concern is it's the same thing. What have we done differently for 2022 that would make you think that the Democrats don't already have a leg up on numbers? It's a concern because most of the time, early voters are Democrats. But I can't get my brain around the idea that somehow, some way out there, sitting, listening to me right now in your car, on your way to work, on your way home from work, doing errands, running around, and you might actually have a different political perspective than me. I still can't understand how you can look
at the state of the state and say to me, this is good. I don't know how you do that. I don't know what kind of warped sense of a civilization that you want to live in. We are paying grotesque amounts of money for food, for shelter, for clothing. It is out of control, guys. If you were paying $4, you're paying $6 for it now, at least. And gas is, by the way, going to skyrocket again. Somebody who considers themselves a Democrat, just send me an email. Tell me why you are in bed or all in, no matter what, with your Democrat leaders, your politicians, when they've done us such wrong here. When your life is clearly harder than it was 2 years ago. It has to be. So, I get it. I know the progressive left hates Donald Trump and what he stood for. But there's no way you think we're better off now than we were 2 years ago. Not emotionally, financially, stability-wise, zero. But there was always a bloodthirst to bring the orange man down. And the progressive left succeeded. Now, some can scream that the 2020 election was bogus. There are certainly some questionable activities that happened in different states as far as how they went about COVID and how they allowed people to vote. No question about that. But when you look at what has happened, crime-wise, inflation-wise, energy-wise, the idea that we're more divided than ever. A president who stood before you 2 years ago and said he was going to bring everybody together has done nothing but drive us all apart. It's not his fault because he's completely incapable of doing that job. But you all threw everything you possibly could at the wall. Russia collusion. All these lies. Conspiracy theories that proved to be false about Orange Man. Are you happy? Are you happy? Progressive states, including the one I'm broadcasting from right now, Connecticut, are marred in controversy. Yet you're going to get up. Some of you are just going to shrug your shoulders and say, I'm a Democrat, I'll vote Democrat. You'd rather see record inflation, record crime numbers, the worst influx of illegal immigrants in the history of this country. And you're going to stand there as a Democrat with your arms folded saying to me that everything's A-okay. You're a liar. Something's wrong. Something's very, very wrong. And when November 8th comes and goes, and if we have the same old, once again, I will not blame those politicians because those politicians who ran on those policies, even though they manipulate and lie. I mean, the fact that some of these people can either get on statewide or national television and tell you that it would be destructive to have a Republican presence, in particular when you're talking about the financial aspect of stuff, is mind-blowing. That they will get up there in front of a camera and actually say that and think that you're going to believe it. The problem is some people will believe it. But it's not going to be the fault of the slippery, slimy politicians, the chameleons who do what they need to do to get elected. It's going to be your fault. You're the one to blame. If on November 9th, and the Dems are still in control of everything, it's your fault. Not theirs. They're thirsty for power. And this country's going to get the same old that we've gotten for the last 2 years. We can hope for the best. We can pray for the best. The question is, will we get the best? Or will we get same old? Will we all be losers on November 9th? They want power. The people in power want to keep it. The people who are running who don't have it want it. So you've got a question to answer. You've got to decide whether or not this status quo, and I'm talking now specifically to the Democrats / progressives / liberals who are listening to me across the entire country. You've got a question to ask yourself. And you can feel however you want about whether your hatred for a Republican Party or a president is going to cloud your judgment. And I hope it doesn't. But you've got to ask yourself that question. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? And there is really no way, unless there's really a laundry list of very strange circumstances in your personal life, that you can honestly tell me that you're better off today than you were 2 years ago. And even more importantly than whether you are better off today than you were 2 years ago, honestly, deep down, do you think the trajectory that this country is on will be better 2 years from now if we have the same old in power? That is the $64 trillion question. And that question will have a direct result on your kids' kids, where this country ends up 100 years from now, and whether or not we are able to keep this brilliant republic alive for another generation or two or three or ten. Because where we're headed now, economically, philosophically, spiritually, we're heading in the wrong direction. And it's being guided by people like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer and the rest of the cronies in Washington. And this is an election where you can at least do your part and try to stop or stem the tide of socialism / communism / totalitarianism that is blitzkrieging this country right now. My name is Lee Elsie. I always thank you for being a part of the show and joining us here. On Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour. The great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. And one of our regulars, we try to bring him on every single week, is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, and it's great to be back on the show.
So we don't have a lot of time today, but I wanted to ask you your thoughts on wokeism in the military.
I think it's a huge problem. The military, you always hear people say, don't use the military for social experimentation. I hate to tell you, but militaries have always been used for that because that's what, you got control over this body, large body of, in the past used to always be young men, now it's young men and young women. And it's an easy, if you're trying to move something culturally, it's a wonderful place to start if that's what you're trying to do. Unfortunately, when you do that, you distract the military from doing its job, which is to defend the nation and to protect the interests and the physical well-being of our country. If you're sitting there, giving them classes on critical race theory, which I think one is just bad theory and bad sociology, bad psych, and bad history. It can be both a time suck, which is the least of the bad things, and it can be divisive. It can actually stir up problems within the military that weren't there. You have people who are getting along with each other, who are able to work together. They may not be drinking buddies every night, but if you work together with each other and you fight with, enemies together, you generally are drawn into a better relationship and hopefully become a better person on the other end. But when you stop focusing on that and focus on, you know, trying to cram somebody's theory down the throats of our military members, it almost never leads to positive outcome.
I couldn't agree. I mean, listen, not being in the military, but being on the outside looking in, I can't imagine it being any other way. And this is not a high school dance. You guys are supposed to be the last line of defense. It's you guys and then the collapse of Western civilization. End of story. So you should be prepared to fight, not necessarily prepared to make everybody feel good.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. If there's somebody in there displaying racist ideas,
sure,
or actions, they should be sanctioned, they should be punished, and they should be dismissed from the military. That is incredibly disruptive as well, probably more so. But the answer is not to sit around and have a sociology class seminar.
Right.
That the way you do that is by setting hard and fast rules and enforcing them. That brings about change in people's lives. Just sitting there having a touchy-feely discussion, particularly when you're, you know, it's taking up time away from training, is not positive. It doesn't accomplish what the woke people want it to do, and it waters down the capability of our military. So you lose on both fronts.
Right. I mean, isn't the idea of when you get an 18-year-old in basic training and boot camp, it's break them down to build them back up. It's the same thing it would be if you're, you know, going to play at a big college football program. You're breaking them down to build them back up. Now, yours is life or death. I don't know how wokeism fits in that. I agree with you. You can't be a racist. You can't be, you know, ugly. You can't have an ugly soul. But, I mean, the idea of making sure everybody is holding hands and singing Kumbaya, it doesn't fit the mantra of the media, of the military, to me, anyway.
Yeah, and just one thing. We don't go by that fear anymore, break them down to rebuild them. That's sort of an old-school kind of thought.
Right.
We do try and drive out behaviors that don't belong in the military.
Right.
You know, in the military, my whole career, 30 plus years, you know, we didn't worry the person next to you was black or Asian or Hispanic. They were. There was all of those people there. You know, then we added women into the combat units. You know, all that stuff was happening, but we didn't sit there and try and psychologically, you know, change your mindset. We said, folks, this is the unit you're in. These are the people there. If that person of a different color outranks you, you will obey their orders without any hesitation or any ask. If you are over somebody that's different than you and you treat them any differently than anybody else, all those things are going to get your backside thrown in jail. And I will be the one putting you there, and I will make sure I prosecute you to the nth degree. So don't do it. And if you do, I'm coming for you.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Steve, we got to go. I thank you for the insight. We always appreciate our conversations. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk to facts about a Govix.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is up slightly this month. The University of Michigan's final reading for October edged up by just over 1 point from last month. The survey noted a 23% jump in buying conditions for durable goods due to easing prices and fewer supply problems. However, uncertainty over inflation is fueling consumer concerns about the economy and the possibility of a recession. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is recovering after he was assaulted.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was violently attacked when an intruder broke into the couple's San Francisco, California home Friday morning. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was taken to the hospital after being beaten pretty bad. Nancy Pelosi was not at home at the time of the attack. The intruder is in custody, and the motive for the attack is under investigation.
Lance Pry reporting, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. So, as always, we have built such a great relationship with our Heritage Foundation friends, and we get a chance to bring on another one. I think this is the first time I've gotten a chance to talk to him, and I'll tell you, he is going to punch you in the jaw with the information he's going to unload on you today. Thomas Spohr is joining us. Serves as the Director of Heritage Center of National Defense, where he is responsible for supervising research matters involving the United States and the military actions. And Thomas, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Yeah, Lee, I appreciate you having me.
So we have been actually talking about some of the issues that you have written about, and it's up on the website. We've been talking about this past week, because here in Connecticut, where I am, there's a congressional race, and I literally am two golf shots away from the sub base and Electric Boat that builds submarines, right? So we talk about this often, and there's a congressional race back and forth. The two congressional candidates, Mike France and Joe Courtney, are going toe-to-toe about the readiness of our military. So, you know, we just found out China has actually eclipsed and passed us as far as ships. So can you give us a readiness review of where we stand?
Yeah, Lee, thanks. So we've been writing this report now for 9 years at the Heritage Foundation, kind of a report card on the strength and the status of the United States military. And for the previous 8 years, the rating has been marginal. So we have seen the United States military slowly declining. This year, for the first time, we rated it as weak. And, you know, a lot of Americans would say, hey, that's not right. U.S. military is not weak. And to a degree, they'd be correct. We have the best, the strongest military in the world. The dilemma is our military is not adequate for what we're asking it to do, to defend this nation in multiple areas around the world, the Middle East, the Pacific Ocean, and Europe. And when you measure up the forces against those requirements, they come up short, particularly as we look at where China is going, where they're building an incredible Navy, they're building an Air Force, second to none. And so as we do all that measuring, even though we have the best military today in the world, it's not going to be sufficient to defend our country.
So when you say multiple, obviously multiple places around the globe, that is essential for what we stand for and what we do. And you have just mentioned that we no longer probably have the capability to do that on multiple fronts. What happened? Like, where did we go wrong? Did we stop spending enough money?
Yeah, good question. So we took a peace dividend. You know, when the Soviet Union blew apart, a lot of people thought this was the end of war as we know it. And so in the 90s, politicians, probably Republicans, Democrats, both probably saw that they could make some savings on the back of the United States military. So they stopped spending as much as they were doing during the Cold War. You know, that at the time that seemed okay. And then right in the midst of that, when we started to realize that that was not probably a good idea, 9/11 happened. And for the next 18 or so years, the United States military was focused on Iraq and Afghanistan. We deployed incredible amounts of power. We bought equipment designed to fight terrorists. And at the end of all that, maybe in 2016 or 17, we kind of woke up and figured out that we were completely unprepared for this new kind of warfare against the likes of a China who was, you know, pushing back on all of its neighbors, and a Russia, a nuclear North Korea, and maybe even a nuclear Iran. So we had kind of, we took a pause from preparing for conventional war during those almost two decades, and we have now awakened to the fact that we are way behind in terms of our military.
So are we way behind technically? Are we way behind just in sheer numbers? Because one of the big, I guess, defenses, if you will, from the powers that be say that, well, we don't have as many ships as China, but our ships are better.
That's a great question. So I'll take the Air Force as an example. So people say, hey, we have the F-35, which is our newest jet fighter. And the F-35 is a great aircraft, maybe even the best aircraft in the world. It's stealthy, as in radars can't see it, and it's got all kinds of computers on board. The dilemma is we have very few of these things. The vast majority of our Air Force is made up with what they call fourth-generation aircraft, as opposed to the latest, which is fifth generation. And so the average age of our Air Force aircraft is now like 30 years old. And so when you average the newest and the oldest,
you get to an average of 30 years on our aircraft, which, as you know, probably in Connecticut would qualify that aircraft to have vintage plates. You know?
Right.
So there's very few people, you look out the window, driving around in 30-year-old cars, and that's what we're asking our Air Force to do. And that it's kind of the same story with the Navy, too. Yeah, they have some new ships, and these are very good ships. But the bulk of our Navy was built during the Reagan years, and now it's showing its age, and we're just not building the new stuff fast enough.
All right, so we spent, you're telling me, all the money that we spent since 9/11 has gone in the wrong direction.
It's, you know, it's not, as in all things, it's not probably 100%
right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
So I'll give you an example of that. So MRAP, Mine Protected, Mine Resistant Ambush Protected Vehicles, we bought 100,000 of those things for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we did the right thing. You know, we were protecting service members from IEDs. But those vehicles now, even though we spent $20, $30 billion on them, are almost useless
right.
because they're not suited for the fight that we find ourselves in with a China or a Russia. And so some of the things we did were okay, but a lot of the funding that we spent, you know, is not suitable for the kind of war that we now anticipate.
So moving forward from where we are right now, because this is a scary scenario you're throwing out there for our listeners, because once China gets to a point, I believe China's our number one mortal enemy. I mean, we can say what you want about Russia, but China, I think China has their eye on global dominance. So there's going to come a point in time, if we continue on this trajectory, where China will say, you know what, we can take them. I mean, do you think that's in the future? I mean, is that what they're looking for?
Yeah, and so I think it is. And the dilemma is we're not talking about a fight for global dominance like World War II. We're talking about a fight that would take place very close to China, where China would enjoy the protection of all the missiles, the land-based missiles they bought, a navy that is close in there, and an air force that can protect them from bases.
Right.
Whereas on the other hand, the United States has to project power, you know, 7,000 miles from the United States to try and win a conflict in that area. Very, very difficult. And so, as you suggest, every year they're getting better. They're building, you know, twice or three times as many ships as we are, and they're doing very well with their aircraft production. I will tell you the one area, and so this listener should be proud of this, the one area where the United States has a clear advantage over the Chinese is in submarines. They are not even close to producing the kinds of attack and ballistic missile submarines that the United States produces.
All right, so moving forward then from here, is there going to be a drastic change in weaponry? I mean, everyone talks about drones or, you know, able to bomb buildings or fly planes, and you can be sitting in your living room to do it. I mean, is that where we're headed?
Yeah, I think, you know, so a lot of people are watching Ukraine, and they're seeing what's worked and what hasn't worked over there. And I think you're going to see the United States realize they have a bigger requirement to focus on the war in the air. So cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, and then the defenses against these missiles. We somehow convinced ourselves that the United States military is not going to face a threat from the air, and so we kind of de-emphasized missile defense, and we really don't have that many missiles of our own because we allowed ourselves to be party to this intermediate nuclear forces treaty with Russia, which constrained us from having any sort of missiles like China has that can target forces on the ground. And so unfortunately there's a major investment that's needed both to defeat missiles and drones and also to procure some missiles for the United States.
We're talking with Thomas Spohr, Heritage Foundation Director, Center for National Defense, and I know you're busy. I got three more quick ones if you don't mind.
Sure.
One is just pure manpower. I mean, there have been reports that enrollment for United States the military is way down. How do you combat that?
Yeah, that's a crisis right now. It's driven by three major things, I think. One is the labor market. You know, unemployment is at record lows, 3.5%. Everybody's having a hard time attracting talent. The other problem that's making this difficult, fewer and fewer Americans can qualify for military service. That number is now down to 23%. The biggest problem there is youth obesity, which is, it's almost hard to say those words because, you know, an obese youth is going to be a obese adult.
Right.
And then the final dilemma we have is that fewer and fewer Americans want or are willing to serve in the military. And that's a society problem we have to tackle with better civic education, and some of our national leaders speaking on the virtues of serving the country.
Yeah, we used to do that back in the day, right? You get John Wayne out there talking about how great it is to be in the military, and we don't have anybody doing that anymore, do we?
Nope, nobody.
Interesting. I didn't even think about that. Ukraine, how do you feel this is going to unfold moving forward real quick?
Yeah, I think the initiative is clearly in the hands of the Ukrainians right now, and so they're slowly going to make progress. There are still a ton of Russians in Ukraine, maybe even 120,000 Russian soldiers, so this is not going to be, you know, over in the space of a month or two. I think it's going to be a long, drawn-out conflict. I think Russia has two choices. They can either escalate this conflict, mobilize more of their population, maybe even use a nuclear weapon. I hope that doesn't happen. Or they can try and de-escalate. They can seek the intervention of a third party, maybe the president of Turkey, to try and get some kind of ceasefire. I don't know that Ukraine will be in favor of that, but that's where I see this going.
Really an honor to get a chance to talk with you today. Where do folks learn more about you? Where do they go? And where can they read your report? Because it's really fascinating.
Yeah, thank you, Lee. So if you go to heritage.org, you'll find all this information. And if you don't have time to go to that, just Google or put it in your search engine, the Index of U.S. Military Strength, and it'll take you right to our report.
All right, my friend. Thank you. It was a pleasure and an honor. Hopefully we can talk again very soon.
That sounds great, Lee.
All right, you have a good one. Appreciate it. All right, good stuff there. I told you guys, scary, punch-in-the-mouth stuff, wake-up stuff with Thomas Fuller Heritage Foundation. All right, we got a lot to get to today. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see the makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Final segment here on this Friday. Of course, each and every Friday, Wayne Allen Root has allowed me, humbly, to get a chance to spend the first hour with you on his broadcast across the entire country on the great USA Radio Network. And I was thinking, I started to talk about this a little bit during the week here on my home station in Connecticut. On Friday of last week, President Biden and his economic advisors claim that a $1.4 trillion budget deficit for the fiscal year 2022 is a success. Right? $1.4 trillion deficit. Great, great fiscal success. That's what he said. That's his words, not mine. Now, remember, the deficit would have been less than a trillion if they hadn't given away $426 billion, with a B, for loan forgiveness for the students. $426 billion with a B to buy votes. So taxpayers will be paying for that loan or those loans with their own loan at a higher borrowing cost in your taxes and my taxes for years to come. That's the philosophy from our Democrat friends. Take an existing loan that was taken out purposely for an education. Take that, which people actually knew what they were getting into when they took those loans out, and take those folks and forgive that by taking out a loan at a higher interest rate to pay it back from people who didn't use the product. Think about this for a second. It's like me paying off my neighbor's bank loan for their house, which I don't use, with a credit card. My own credit card with a higher rate. Makes no sense. Yet that is the world of politics nowadays. So that is where we are. And by the way, there's a study out where 80% of Democrats and Republicans can't trust the other side. We can't trust them. They can't trust us. They don't trust you. They don't trust me. They don't trust anybody, nor do I. 2/3 of Democrats and Republican voters say they support their own candidate. But, again, that being said, they still don't trust. They don't trust anybody. See, I was thinking about this. The reason why, and in this poll that I'm citing, it says that
people would vote for their own candidate, even if there are character flaws within that candidate or they found out things about that candidate that don't sit well with them. And I'm thinking to myself, we're so polarized that we're willing to absolve someone of great transgressions, even at the fault of our own morality, in order to continue to preserve a political ideal that we think is right. It's incredible to me. We're at a spot in this nation I don't think that we've ever been to before in its history, where we're so polarized when it comes to the actual R or D that are by your names. Switching quickly to crime, ugly, ugly accounts. Grotesque reports about crime in our bigger cities, in particular, grotesque reports about crime in New York and on the New York subway. And I'm sure most of you have seen that video of that man being pushed on the tracks for what appears to be absolutely no reason. Just violence for the sake of violence. And that's happening in our biggest cities across the country. And very, very little is being done about it. At least there was nothing being done about it until people on the conservative side began to voice their opinion about it. Chicago had a bloody weekend. 50 people shot, 14-year-old boy in a playground, 5 at a drag racing incident. Yet another example of crime running out of control across the country. Insanity. It's absolute insanity. And then, of course, there's this giant push for everything and everybody to aspire to these grandiose levels of wokeness, to transform our culture into something bigger and better than it was before. One of our favorites, Tulsi Gabbard, was sitting in with former Governor Huckabee, and she had this to say about the nation's newfound fondness for wokeness.
Thank you for having the courage to say, look, they're basic differences, and there are two genders, and we need to recognize that.
This is just common sense.
Yeah.
But it is so crazy, and it is. It blows my mind that here we are in 2022. I never would have imagined that we'd be in a place where having a Supreme Court justice nominee define what a woman is was an impossible task.
Yeah.
that these very simple truths and realities that we live with in our everyday lives have now become questionable. Freedom of speech is now something that people in positions of power are saying, well, actually, no, I don't think that's relevant in today's society because speech is violence. This is why I'm spending every day until Election Day campaigning for people who I'm confident will stand up for those freedoms, because we don't have a check and balance on this administration and the kinds of crazy policies that they're pushing for that not only impact us, but really scarily, as we talked about in the rally today, it's impacting our kids.
Yeah.
It'll impact generations to come if we don't put an end to it.
Thank God for Tulsi Gabbard, somebody who actually gets it. All right, my time has come and gone. Wayne Allen Root is up next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
B.